Right. You know, I think it's just important. You know, we're focused on this week like it's any other week. Obviously, being a divisional opponent, you want to go in and you know, execute your game plan and offense the way you would, you know, if we're preparing to be headed to the playoffs, you know, or anything like that. So, you know, we want to go in and finish the season, you know, kind of on the right foot.
Blake, now that you've got almost a full season under your belt, what's been the toughest part about being a rookie?
You know, I don't know. I think it's hard, you know, kind of want to sit and go through this week like any other week and really prepare and get ready to go play Sunday. And then after the season, you know, it's kind of a time where I'll definitely go through and reevaluate every game, every experience, everything that happened, and sit down and make a big list of things to work on, things to improve on, and things to kind of stow away in the memory.
Like we talked about before, you didn't get a ton of media coverage at UCF, but you come here, third overall pick, weight of the franchise a bit on you. How has that part been?
It's been awesome. I mean, you guys have been pretty good. So you guys have been fun to deal with. And, I mean, I think the stress-free environment that Gus and Dave really, you know, allowed me to enter and allowed, you know, everybody in this locker room to be a part of, you know, has made things so much easier and allowed us to just go play and worry about getting better.
There's a lot of confidence in this locker room that you're the guy moving forward. Have you developed some confidence in yourself with what you've been able to do? And maybe not do at times, but you know how much you can grow and be good in this league?
Yeah, you know, I think as long as you're learning from everything that's going on, it's a positive, good or bad. You learn from it and you move on and you make corrections. So I think, you know, I'm as confident as everybody in here as they are in me. And I look forward to, you know, finishing the season off and getting out there on Sunday.
Is it important for you to still squeeze 2 or 3 days worth of good work out of this week? I mean, is that true?
Yeah, definitely. You know, kind of you don't want to sit here and just go through the motions these last 2 days, because you got months until you get to do stuff like this again. So you want to, you know, use these next couple of days as learning opportunities, like they are, and continue to learn and grow and try and get better and progress, you know, going into this weekend.
Anything you learned against Tennessee, preparing for Tennessee twice, that you'll do this week with Houston, especially with guy like Watt on the other side?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely something that I think you kind of have an advantage of, or maybe a disadvantage. They know you better as well as you know them better. But you go back and you look at the notes and all the preparation that was done for the first time you played them, and you review that and you see, you know, we kind of have an opportunity that's a little different where we play them, you know, twice in 4 weeks or whatever. And, you know, you see what they did differently versus, you know, those two games in between and how it differed from what they did to you. So you go study that, and, you know, personnel-wise, they'll be the same. So, I mean, it definitely helps out.
How many times did you write 99 down in your notes?
Yeah, I just write it once big at the top.
Coach O'Leary is obviously a completely different type of personality than Gus Bradley. How important was it to have a coach like Gus, you know, going through what you've gone through your rookie season?
Right. It was good. You know, he's been unbelievable. The way I think he's handled and dealt with everything, you know, the attitude and the way he's treated me has been awesome. The conversations we've had, you know, about football and not about football have really been a lot. I've learned a lot from them, and I look forward to, you know, continuing to learn a lot.